many of you watch football, but you see a lot of those instant replays, and the call on the field stands. Sometimes it's pretty iffy, but I wonder if we're not in that same situation legally as a board.
I think that I see that three of them were in error,
definitely,
in my opinion. I only had the one question. And again, if we were talking about the addition of the fence and things to alleviate that.
Well, I'm sure that there will be a brochure stating where they need to stay, that this is private property and nothing else is. But
And just to clarify, Scott did say that it was brought up in P&Z about the fence.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're just making that up and adding it to it. That was
right.
whether it was missed in their voting process.
Well, even with the fence.
So your question is, with the additions of these
stipulations of a fence and a brochure stating
and
property,
and P&Z still decided like they did, were they in error whenever there were, you know, ways to alleviate it?
Yeah.
Were they in error whenever they made that decision?
I would agree that a couple of these were clearly incorrect and made in error, but I have not seen clear and convincing that every single one of these is incorrect.
And that being the trespass or the minimal change of...
I don't know the impact on first responders on the first one. I don't know what the runoff they're even talking about is and what that impact is. And I don't know the substantial adverse impact on the neighbors due to trespassing and noise levels. I think the ambulance district of the sheriff's department, I don't think they're concerned. I believe those are made in error. The traffic on 160, I believe that was made in error.
Yeah.
The other two, there's ambiguity. I guess it's really the other three. With the first responders, I don't know. I just don't know. I haven't been shown evidence to say this was clearly wrong.
Well, and you do have evidence for it.
I do, for the
sheriff's office.
Yeah.
But you're right, not from Central Taney.
If there was a letter produced from MoDOT saying, hey, this doesn't have any impact on us, I would say, well, then it was made in error, very clearly. The other ones aren't clear, not to me.
I think it's clearly an opinion that the board held at that time with what they were presented. And that's totally all it is their opinion. And that may be right, making these clear options that they chose being their reasoning.
So that they made these decisions and these reasons based on the evidence they were presented that night. So
totally opinion.
You have to feel like they got the evidence that showed that these were the reasons. You know, there was evidence in that planning meeting that made them come up with these reasons.
It's true. And I have not seen evidence differing now.
I mean,
other than the sheriff's department.
You agree that you see the evidence
that
these are correct.
It was our job to confirm that they made the right decision, or is our job to say...
If you think they made the right decision, you're saying, yeah, they got the evidence and they...
I have to assume. I don't know. I
But that's what they based their decision on, was the evidence presented in those. Every planning CUP, going through those reasons, they start finding what they were presented that doesn't fit those. Then I've gave them to you tonight,
yeah,
and I've been giving them to the planning every night also.
And you base that fact that they've seen the evidence, they made their decision based on the evidence, and then you look at it and say, okay, well, was there error? Or was there different information provided tonight to show that there was error in the decision that was made?
So in essence, we assume everything is correct until we're proven that something was incorrect. Not just my opinion differs
than their
opinion.
Well, you get everything they get, except you're not at that hearing. So you assume that they've received the evidence they need to make these reasons, and you... decide whether they made an error in that evidence for their reason, or whether they have made an error. This reason is in error.
Or it was shown tonight to be an error.
Correct.
Yes.
I
That's why I always tell applicant, you're tasked with bringing evidence, testimony, photos, anything to show that the information they had and the reasoning that they gave these reasons was in error.
Well, I struggle with that first one, Corey, about the whole first responders. I believe that if the sheriff's department's willing to say that it's safe, again, it goes on assumption, but even with...
Well, there's gotta be first, that they're just making an assumption?
Hey, we're going to have to just...
There's got to be first responders down there near that area, would be my guess.
Like you said, if there were five more houses built...
There's going to be more people than there's going to be in a 900-square-foot or 800-square-foot unit.
Yeah.
Because there's probably going to be five people in those five houses.
Well, I would say that if somebody's living in a residence, there's a chance that there could be a first responder. When somebody's staying on a nightly, they're not going to be a first responder.
Oh, not right in that location, but in that area. And I don't know how far the fire department is from there. It can't be that far in miles. What, 4 or 5 miles?
Yeah, 4 or 5 up to the top of the hill.
Yeah, and there's got to be first responders down that direction as well. I know they're always looking for first responders there. Or fire somebody to participate, because I see the signs all the time. I'm down there every day.
I feel like going back to the trespass and noise levels, if he built 5 homes there and made them monthly rentals, and there were people there full-time, they'd have just as much apt of trespassing, probably more apt of trespassing, people who are actually living there full-time.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially more trespass. Because they get comfortable with the area.
Several more people there.
Yeah. I mean, so... The way that's written, I struggle with that one because that is written different.
Yeah. And the fence is going to alleviate the trespass on the one end. Yeah. So he's justified that.
I think we're at a point where we need to come over the motion here.
I will make a motion to accept the appeal on 23005 because the applicant has made sufficient information available to justify the changes. But the must have as well the fence to alleviate the trespass. I think that's pretty complete.
Was there signage as well?
Along with no trespassing.
Oh yeah, with signage. And a brochure in each unit presented to the occupants at their arrival every time. Okay. To alleviate any other problems or questions. How much more complete do I need?
No, that's, I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Just to clarify, by accept, you mean approve?
Approve the appeal.
Accept the?
Yes.
Approve the appeal.
Approve the appeal with those stipulations.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. 3-2.
3-2.
Approve the appeal.
Thank you.
Okay. Scott, do we have any new or old business?
No, the only thing I have is that we got some treats here, so don't run off.
Okay.
Brenda Purser, and you do not have a January meeting. We did not get any appeals or variances, so
okay.
We'll maybe see you in February.
All right. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.